good God. Yes, He is. God is a good God. And Elder Mackey already prayed for us. So I just want to take the opportunity to first thank Elder and Sister Camp for giving us the opportunity that they've given us to stand before you. And I want to thank God for what He's doing in my life and how He's working in me, how He's working on me. And this evening, my mind is on thankfulness, being thankful to God. I think it's an area that gets neglected a lot. When I worked at the Troy YMCA, I was located in Troy. I'm now at the administrative office. The beginning of the month, our supervisor would have our administrative meeting, and when we would come in and sit down, the first thing she would do is she would pass out 5 thank you cards to each of us, and then she would give us 5 stamps, and she would tell us to fill up those cards. She said, because I know that there's somebody that you should be thanking that you forgot to thank. And then she would make us hand her the card afterwards to make sure that they got mailed out. And when I think about being thankful, I think about how we should be thankful to God. 1 Thessalonians, it's a command. It says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And we ought to be thankful for everything He does in our life.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'd like you to turn to Luke 17:11. While you're getting Luke 17:11, in James 1, He says, every good gift, every perfect gift comes from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. In Psalms 107, says, all that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. All through the Psalms, all through the Bible, it talks about giving thanks unto God. For He is good, and His mercy endureth forever. And here in Luke 17:11, you know the story, talks about the 10 lepers. It says, and it came to pass, as He went to Jerusalem, that He passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as He entered into a certain village, there met Him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.
Yes, Lord.
And when He saw them, He said unto them, go, show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed.
Yes.
And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole.
Thank you, Jesus.
There's a lot in this passage. First, you need to understand what was going on with the 10 lepers. You need to understand what leprosy is. Leprosy was a disease. It was an affliction that represented uncleanliness. uncleanness. Uncleanness. And give me a minute. I have to It was a chronic disease of the skin and nerves and the hands and the feet, and in some cases, in the lining of the nose. Leprosy is a rare disease, and in the Bible days, it was incurable. The lepers were separated. They were shunned. They were put aside. They couldn't have any contact with the Jews or the clean people, per se. They had tents and villages filled with lepers. Jesus was a Jew. The Samaritan Jews despised Samaritans. They thought of them as being despicable. They already thought that they were unclean. So for this Samaritan to even approach Jesus the way that he did was a miracle in itself. There's a lot of really strong underlying things in this passage of scripture that I don't have the time to get into. But what I want to get into is the forgiveness and the thankfulness of the one that came back.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
When he used the phrase Samaritan, he was being deliberate. He was letting us know. A lot of times he'll say there was a certain man or woman, and he'll call them out by name. But he was deliberate in saying he was a Samaritan. He wanted us to understand the significance of this man coming to him. And when I looked up the word mercy, it says compassion, kindliness, forbearance shown towards an offender. It says the disposition to be compassionate or forbearing. Something that gives evidence of divine favor or blessing. These men called out to Jesus. They obviously, when he was walking, they recognized him. They knew who he was. Amen. They heard about him. They knew what he could do for them. Amen. His name was noised abroad. So it was not unusual that they would call out to him and ask the Lord for mercy. Jesus commanded them to go, and they obeyed. It makes me think of the story of Naaman. When Naaman was told to go and dip seven times, he thought he was too good to dip. He thought he was too good. He thought that, you know, I know that you have the power of God in you to just, you know, heal me right now. Why do I have to do this? But these lepers, they didn't hesitate. They knew what the power of God could do. They went, and as they went, they were healed.
Amen.
And the significance of them going before the priest, it was common, it was a law, that it was the priest that had to announce their cure, more or less, had to identify that they were healed.
Amen.
So when Jesus told them to go before the priest, they knew that in order for them to get their status back into their community, they had to go before the priest. So they knew what Jesus was telling them to do. They didn't hesitate. They went, and as they went, they were healed. But it was the one that came back to say thank you. And I'm mindful of As Elder Camp always says, in the natural, so in the spiritual. I know that there's a lot of times I don't know about you, but if I do something great, if I do something big for somebody, I do expect somebody to say thank you.
Amen.
You know, if they don't say thank you, you're feeling some kind of way.
Amen.
You know you are. You might not say it, you might not even show it, but you do feel some kind of way. You know, and how much more does God expect from us? I think of how often,
yes.
No, we don't have leprosy. No, we might not all have terminal illnesses.
All right.
But how often have we gone before God and petitioned Him
Amen.
For big things?
Amen.
How often have we gotten on our knees and cried out to the Lord, Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, we need this, we need that. There are some that have come into the church and asked for healing. They've come to the altar in tears. They've gone away healed. And they have not returned. There are those that came into the church with failed marriages. Marriages that were falling apart. And they came to the altar and prayed. And we prayed with them and we prayed for them. And they have not come back. God feels some kind of way when He does so many great things for us. How much more should we say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your kindness. Lord, you've done so much for me. I'm reminded that in Deuteronomy 6 and 12, it says, then beware lest thou forget the Lord which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. We have been in so many predicaments, so many situations where we've had to depend on God to bring us out. We've been down and out. We've been depressed. We've been lost. We felt lonely. We felt like we were all alone, like the lepers that were in the camp. They were cast down, cast out. You know, I was trying to figure out, it doesn't say much about the nine that left. And, you know, I kept thinking, well, they didn't do everything wrong because they did go in faith. They did go in faith. And I tried to put myself in that situation. I said, they've been without jobs. They've been without family. They've been without the community. There's no telling what they were going through. So trying to get their mindset as to what they were thinking when they left and they chose not to come back and say thank you. The Bible doesn't say anything else about them. So it wasn't like a week later, a month later, they remembered. You know, we are a forgetful people. We forget. But when you're saved, God brings it back into your mind. He says, oh, that men would praise me for the mighty works. And I'm just mindful. I just thank God because God is such a good God. It's like, where would we be without His mercy? And I just thank God for His faithfulness.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It says we are, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. And I'm just thankful this evening for the mercies that God has given me, for the grace that He's given me. I can't go 20 minutes tonight. But I just thank God. the song comes into my mind. It's like, where would I be without the Lord?
Amen.
Where would I be if he didn't love me? Where would I be? It says, what a mighty God we serve. He didn't have to do it, but he did. He woke me up this morning.
I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
With no more further ado,